we're going to pass the headset right along to Alex Matthews. Coach was talking about the good balance between run and pass. Grant Brenneman over 300 yards. And the man that joins me now, Alex Matthews, breaking the 100-yard plateau for the first time in his career. Alex, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining me tonight. Alex, how did it feel? I mean, obviously the loss was first and foremost in your mind, but on a personal basis, going over 100 yards rushing for the first time in your career, how'd that feel, Alex?
It was a great feeling. It was a milestone for me, obviously. I mean, it was just got me a little bit of confidence just going forward for the rest of the season. It was just good to see some results I've been seeing from high school carrying over. Obviously, it's a lot different game at the college level, but it was just, like I said, a lot of a confidence builder, and it was good to see our entire offense clicking on all cylinders and everyone just opening up the run game, and the run game helped the pass game, and everything just worked out the way we wanted it to.
And Colgate football has done always a great job of protecting the football, and you've done that as well, Alex. The late fumble, though, it just looked like one of those plays was a little off. What was that, miscommunication between you and Grant, or just never had the feel of the football there?
Yeah, it was a little bit of miscommunication on the play. I mean, it was inexcusable on my part. I mean, I should not have lost that ball at all, but it's something we got to work on. We've worked on all week in practice, getting the mesh right and just feeling comfortable. So I think we'll have it handled, though. Shouldn't it happen again.
Well, take us back even to your peewee days if you have to. Have you ever been involved in a game where three touchdowns have been called back due to penalties?
Yeah, that was probably a first for me. I mean, the refs were – almost seemed as if they were just out to get us. But, I mean, it's hard to – try not, like coaches always say, try not to put the game in the hands of the ref. But it's hard with what we went through.
Yeah.
It's hard to say that it wasn't in their hands.
Especially a league game. What's the running back group like? How do you feed off one another? There's yourself. There's James Holland Jr., who is coming back from an injury. And then, of course, the very talented youngster in Malik Twyman.
Yeah, I mean, we have a pretty strong running back group, I would say. I mean, I feel it's one of the strongest positions on our team. All the running backs from top to bottom on our depth chart have the ability to play in this offense, and our coaches really feel the same. So no matter who's in the field, there's no dip in the level of play. We're all expected to adhere to the same expectations. So, I mean, I feel no matter who's in the field, they're going to get the job done. And then I feel every single running back in our group feels the same.
And you kicked off the season in style with a 57-yard touchdown scamper against Cal Poly. Describe that one for the listeners. And the TV crews got up close and personal, Alex. They had a great shot of you. They had an up close as you were scampering toward the end zone from 57 yards out.
Yeah, that one was pretty fun. I mean, just opening up, opening day, I mean, on being on ESPN, so the entire environment and atmosphere was just really, really exciting. It was just joking with other people on the team that thought I was a little bit slower and I was going to get caught, so it was just funny. It was all around just exciting and overall good feeling. But
interesting to see how teams defend the read option in the first week, Alex. They were really keen in on the quarterback. Cal Poly was, kept smacking Carmine Scarfone. Even after your touchdown run, they kept keen in on the quarterback. And this past week, we saw Lehigh really take a liking to the running backs and kind of let Grant do his thing. Do you usually see that in tape leading up to it, or teams try to kind of hide that, and you really don't know how a team's going to defend the read option until you get into the actual game?
Yeah, for the most part, you don't really know how they're going to play it until the game is actually, like you said, being played. But you kind of, like, for instance, for the Richmond, when we played them, going off how we played them last year, they were really hitting the running back every single play, regardless of whether or not you get the ball. So, I mean, you kind of just go off last year's or the year prior years, and you go off a little bit off tape just for look for tendencies. But there's no saying that they're going to play the same way this year. But it's something you just kind of pick up as the game progresses. So,
how is being a sophomore different than being a freshman? Much more comfortable?
Way more comfortable. Everything is just a lot more relaxed, I would say. I'm not as flustered. The plays are just come more naturally. The footwork and just the offense, just seeing all the holes, I just feel more comfortable. So,
this read option offense with the Colgate Raiders, something you ran in high school with the Fighting Cardinals, or is this pretty new?
It wasn't a read option, but we did have a zone offense. So I'm kind of accustomed to the zone scheme and the inside-outside zone run game. So, and the shotgun spread offense was kind of similar from my offense in high school. So that part wasn't that big of an adjustment, but the read option was a little bit of a change, took a little bit. That was one of the bigger things I had trouble getting used to, is just not clamping down too hard for the quarterback to pull, or knowing when to clamp down and how hard to clamp down for their give. But it was not, we got used to it, I mean.
Yeah, because Colgate's bread and butter, exactly. Graham Brenneman in years past was Jake Melville. Before that, Gavin McCartney will basically run with you and take it at the last second or leave it in your breadbasket. So that's got to be kind of a feel that you get over repetition.
Yeah, it just comes with reps. I mean, you just get more comfortable as you get more experience in it. So
I saw that you were a wrestler in high school, Alex. How much of your wrestling background has that helped you in the sport of football?
I would say wrestling helped me tremendously. It's actually funny, a family friend of mine just wanted me to wrestle all the way throughout high school, but kind of conflicted with football and losing weight, so I had to drop it. But I think wrestling is a great sport no matter what position you play. It helps with your balance, your footwork, just your stamina, overall just helps with a lot of little things you wouldn't really realize until you actually wrestle, and then it translates over to the other sports.
Did you keep the singlet, or did that retire with your wrestling career?
That one retired. I don't really wear that anymore.
Favorite uniform combination? I know Brock has done a bang-up job with the uniform combinations, and you guys have sported, I think, a different color combination every single game. So do you have a go-to uniform?
Yeah, I mean, so far I've liked all the combinations Brock has come up with, but I think white, the all-white look, looked the best so far. All white, a Buffalo we wore.
Now, I know you're playing against the Fordham defense, and it's a team game, but do you get excited when you play a team like Fordham that features a running back in Chase Edmonds, where that running back's getting all the publicity, and you guys aren't getting talked about that much because, oh, here comes Chase Edmonds. So as a fellow running back, do you kind of thrive on that?
Yeah, I actually, going into games, I think about that a lot. I mean, I try to just think about how I'm going to outperform the other team's running back, or just go through different scenarios in my head. I do think about it a little bit. I don't let it control or influence my play at all, but it is in the back of my mind a little bit, just subconsciously.
I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Was it Mentor High School?
Mentor, yeah.
How did that prepare you for being a Division I athlete here at Colgate?
We had a pretty good program. I mean, we had a strength program in the off season that kept us in shape. We had a nice spring and summer program, so it was kind of a year-round deal, and we had a bunch of morning workouts and just after school type things. So I feel like it was kind of already prepared a good amount from my high school. My high school coaches did a really good job at preparing us for the next level.
I was talking to a coach about you want to move on from any loss, any win. You want to try to focus on next week's opponent. But saying that, how hard was it to move on from this Lehigh loss in the manner that you guys lost? And do you feel like the morale is good? Do you feel like you guys are ready for Fordham? Do you feel like the page has been turned?
It's hard moving on from those, just looking back at how well we actually performed and knowing that we still lost. It's kind of weird. Just it doesn't feel like we lost, even though we actually did. Like I said, for the first time, our offense on all cylinders, we're all on the same page, looking good, putting up points. But I don't think the morale has dipped at all. I think we all, if anything, like I said, gained a little bit more confidence just by putting up as many points as we did. It's going to help us in the long run. So now we all know if our offense and our defense and special teams are all playing well together, we're going to be pretty hard to beat.
Well, hopefully we see you eclipse that 100-yard plateau. But more importantly, Alex, hopefully we see a win from the Colgate Raiders against the Fordham Rams this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That is Colgate's Alex Matthews. We'll have more of the Colgate Coaches Show after this, live at the Colgate Inn, 94 KXZ.